The presiding judge read out the murder charge leveled against Pistorius. At that point, the Blade Runner then started weeping in court. He was asked if he wanted to sit down. He said yes, he would. So he sat down for the next 45 minutes and spontaneously cried at various times throughout that proceeding. The prosecution team has come forward, and they say that they are going to pursue a premeditated murder charge. So it's a pretty stiff charge there. The defense team, through a statement released actually here in London, denies, if you will, the claim that he murdered his girlfriend. One aspect at this early stage that was not decided today that we thought might be clarified, bail, that's been kicked into next week. So Tuesday, we'll find out where he's going to be. For right now, though, he'll be remaining in his cell.
I'm not sure how the system works there, but here in the U.S., when you call it premeditated murder, it's something that was planned out. Is there any evidence that there was a plan?
At this stage of the game, they're not telling you or I, but when you come out with that, there must be something pretty strong. So we'll see what comes out in the coming weeks and months on this trial. But yeah, that sounds it sounds pretty bad for the man who was an icon here, certainly in London during the Olympics initially, then the Paralympics, and known around the world, top of the tree of the sports world, certainly in South Africa.
Initially, there were some people saying that it was a case of mistaken identity, that Pistorius might have thought that there was an intruder in his house. Anybody mm-hmm. saying that on his behalf still?
No, it's interesting because I was in Rome yesterday. I was hearing the same rumors, and no, the police have come forward very strongly at the get-go today saying, hey, that storyline didn't come from us. So they're getting backing away from any target there. They're saying, you know, that didn't come from us, don't pin it on us.